This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's no secret that Governor-elect John Bel Edwards is not John White's biggest fan.
Obviously, it is not my desire that he stay as superintendent, and I will make that known to the board members.
But Edwards also realizes getting rid of White won't be easy.
It isn't like on January the 11th, we walk into office, we flip that light switch, and everything is different.
The selection of the state education superintendent is not under the governor's control. That power belongs with the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, a lesson Governor Bobby Jindal learned when he pushed former Superintendent Paul Pastorek out the door in 2011.
I want to say that it's been a great 4 years.
Jindal wanted John White for the job then, but Bessie members weren't buying it. That fall, Jindal supported Bessie candidates that would appoint White, which they did the day after taking office. Bessie is comprised of 11 members, 8 elected and 3 appointed by the governor. 6 of the 8 elected members taking office in January are committed to keeping White. So how could Governor-elect Edwards engineer a change in superintendent? There is a way. John White's contract is only good till the new education board takes office. A new contract would require approval by 8 of the 11 Bessie members. With 2 elected Bessie members opposing White, plus the new governor's 3 appointees, that's unlikely. But so is getting the 6 members supporting White to go along with someone suggested by the new governor. As the governor-elect told a teachers' convention last week,
"Our job is just starting."
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.